SBS Radio.
Nandito po kami sa Oz Tenpin over in Churnside Park. I'm here with the up-and-coming Tenpin bowler, Bernie Gresso Jr. Awesome meeting you. Thank you for your time and giving me. I know that you got training for the Victorian Presidential Shield team in about 10 minutes. So we're grateful to have you as this quick interview.
Thanks for having me.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome. Tell me, Bernie, you can speak a bit of Tagalog, right?
Opo, pero mahina pa.
Ah, okay lang yan. Okay lang yan. That's good. Kailan na nag-start? Or when did you start playing bowling?
I started bowling when I was 5 years old. When I was 2 years old, I pushed my first ever ball down the lane. And it never hit the pins. I pushed it, it didn't make it. But every week since I was born, I'd go to the bowling center with my parents as they bowled league. Every day I'd just watch them. And once I was old enough to throw a ball down, I threw a ball down and I loved it. That's what I wanted to do.
Oh, that's good. You know, there's a book by Malcolm Gladwell in which he says, Outliers, he said that if you do 10,000 hours worth of a skill or activity, you'll take you 10,000 hours to be a master at it. So I think you're more than 10,000 hours. So. Well done. Why bowling?
I don't know. Like, my parents got me into it. I was always in a bowling center, tried it, loved it. And ever since, I stuck to it. There's so many elements to the game, especially mentally, that a lot of sports don't have to our level. Our game's pretty similar to golf. One of my favorite aspects of the game is the oil patterns on the lane, where it's kind of like golf. That's the best analogy I could give. You have, like, you know, the bunkers, the water, the greens, certain areas where you want to play. There's strategy as to how you want to play the course. Bowling's just the same, but our lane pattern is invisible. So it's like an invisible golf field.
Amazing. I've never thought of it that way before.
Yeah, so instead of determining what club you use and how you hit the ball, for us to determine what ball we use, how we throw the ball, different speeds, rotations, all that kind of stuff, different paths.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, you mentioned earlier that you're in your final year, year 12, right?
Final year of school, yes.
That is amazing. And how do you balance, you know, doing chores at home, doing school, doing your sport? How do you fit all that in?
Just time management. Most important thing is I do all my homework first, because if I don't, my dad will get mad, my mom will get mad, and I won't be able to bowl.
that's good. And so after year 12, what do you want to do?
I'd like to go into university. Mm-hmm. My course, I'm not too sure yet. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking more in the business management, finance sort of
that's
area.
Good. Yeah.
I'll finish my course, keep training, and after I'm done, maybe give the professional tour a shot, do some international events, see how I go. Mm-hmm. If I'm ready, then try and give that a shot and see how I go.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And how many times a week do you train?
Sorry?
How many times a week do you train with the club or you?
I'll bowl myself 4 times a week training.
Yep. Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome. So you said amateur and professional. That's a good trajectory that you are going on right now. I've got a question for you. Who inspires you?
I've got a few inspirations. Jason Belmonte from Australia. Currently the best player. On tour right now, wow. Probably going to go down as the greatest of all time. He inspired me as, when I was young, I threw the ball with one hand and I could never hook it. Watching everyone at my league when I was young, I was wondering how they hooked the ball. One thing I noticed, everyone finished in their finish position, and I thought that would make the ball curve, but I was wrong. I tried that every single time. I throw it from the left to the right, it ended up in the gutter, never hooked. Went home. And I googled on some videos on YouTube, how to hook a bowling ball, and I saw a video of this guy throwing it with two hands, and it was new at the time. He was hooking the whole lane, he was hooking it more than every other player, more curve, more spin, and a lot more power. I tried it, and my ball was hooking, and I loved it.
Where does 5 years from now. As if we look back from this day, which is what, the 7th of April, right?
Okay.
5 years from now, we look back on the 7th of April, five years from now. What does your future look like? What does it look like to you?
To me, looks like I'd have my university done,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully saved up enough money, and again, give a few international tournaments a shot, professional tour, see where that takes me.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm good enough, then I don't have to work a single day in my life. I can do what I love every single day, and I can die in peace.
I've got only a few more questions. What wakes you up in the morning?
My alarm clock. In the morning, I'll be honest, the school days, I do feel a bit tired.
And, yeah,
I don't have that energy.
Mm-hmm.
But when I know it's a day, I'm going bolt. I'm ready, I'm dressed, everything's going past it.
So if you're not bowling and doing school, what do you do to relax?
To relax? There's not too much. I like to cycle.
Okay.
Cycling's one of my favorite forms of exercise. Go outside, nice breeze. I don't like running. It's boring. I'll be honest, you don't get anywhere. Other than that, then I might play some video games, mm-hmm. might watch some YouTube, anything like flow bowling, any of the PBA shows, anything to do with bowling.
Okay. With that, you mentioned being the president's shield. What does that involve? What is it? Is it like a representative team, or you have to try out for the position? How does this presidential shields thing work with representing Victoria?
Okay, so each state bowl of Australia, mm-hmm. we have 7 states, I think. We have a trial around October last year, all of mm-hmm. the states, and the top 7 junior boys and top 7 junior girls make it into the team. In April this year, we will be competing state versus state in a team format for 3 days,
mm-hmm.
and with other events outside of that. So state versus state, and then at the end of it, the one with the most points wins.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. And is Victoria, I mean, you can say yes because we're Victorians, but is Victoria one of the best teams in the states, or?
Victoria has had a really good reputation for the past 10 years, mm-hmm. 20 years. We've always been one of the stronger teams.
Yeah.
I think we've won the past 2 President's Shield. Mm-hmm. This year, with a win, we'll be a 3-peat.
Well, look, I'd like to wish you luck, but before we head off, is there anything you want to say to our listeners or viewers of our interview at all today?
I'm not too sure.
Do you have Facebook or Instagram that they can follow you and follow your journey?
I've got a Facebook, not a page, but I've got my profile.
Oh, that's all right.
So you can find me at Bernie Grueso Jr. I've got an Instagram, grueso.bernie, if you want to follow me.
Bernie, thank you for your time. I know that we've got 2 minutes left before you start training, so thank you for this time, and we look forward to your next competition.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.